Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. The views of our guests, and of course our guest this afternoon is Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief, and Joel's on the line. He's going to bring us up to date with what's really going on in the world today. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be with you.
Well, you've got your World Affairs Brief done for this week?
I have, so your listeners will get a preview here.
Okay. Well, you go ahead.
One of my top stories is kind of an ongoing story that is developing. There's a war for survival in the conventional news. You know, we have long decried the fact that establishment news sources are, in fact, allied with globalist government and attempting to manipulate and keep people dumbed down. They purposely manipulate the news by omitting key pieces of information that would change people's perception about what is going on in the world. But now they're reaching a major crisis. As Rick Edmonds on a major site for journalists tells, he says 100 of the San Francisco Chronicle, including 10 high-level editors, are being fired or laid off, 60 at the Los Angeles Times, 60 more on the way up the San Jose Mercury News. The Times and the Chronicle have already slashed, jobs twice. So all of the net losses, as they say, are concentrated about 90 papers with circulations between 100,000 and 815,000 for the Los Angeles Times. So there's also been a multi-episode piece on Frontline called The News War, where CBS has been examining the mounting pressure faced by America's network news divisions and daily newspapers, all growing from the challenges of not only cable television, but the Internet. And, as one of the correspondents said, as the core audiences grow older, the number of viewers and readers who want their news in a conventional format is shrinking. While broadcast news networks still command the largest share of the market, they are losing viewers regularly, and advertising revenues continue to be lost to cable television, and now those advertising revenues are being lost because cable is facing the problem of the new development of DVRs, where people are starting to record everything and then they play them back, editing out all of the advertising. So revenues or advertisers are unwilling to pay the same extremely high rates that they've been charged previously. All of this is really negatively affecting the bottom line of the major news sources.
I was really interested to see how the Internet advertising is picking up, and more people are advertising on the Internet because they're certainly getting more and more coverage, they have more exposures, and that's really what they're interested in. They got a product to sell, and although certainly television still exceeds the Internet, it's gradually losing revenue to the Internet.
The problem here, ever, is, of course, the Internet advertising is consumer-driven. They don't have to click on it, and so you still do not get the impact of certain ads that are on television. So there isn't an exact crossover there. The television advertisers can't really get the same bang for the buck out of the Internet. What the Internet does is get real bang for the buck for the people who can't afford the television stuff.
Sure.
And so actually we're seeing the whole sector of the advertising market being shut down. Even on cable television, there's a very strong reaction. Most cable television companies are having to go to cheaper ads, and they're packing each program with so many ads, it takes twice as long to watch a movie on cable as it does on DVD.
Well, anyway, these are changing times. I hope you're going to tell us how we can take advantage of it. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen, and we were just talking about what's happening to some of the major media, at least some of the major newspapers. So you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, Jeff Fager, executive producer of 60 Minutes, said, you don't see anybody between 20 and 30 getting the news from the evening news anymore. You see them getting it online. However, my comment is, Internet news providers like Yahoo, Google News, etc., say that they're not in the business of creating content, relying instead on traditional news-gathering organizations to do the content for them. Google said, in fact, critics are dependent on the success of newspapers. We don't write the content. We're not in the business of content writing, so anything that screws up their economics, in fact, will shut down our operation. And this is actually true. The Internet, in fact, runs off the fact that in order to get into the markets of the Internet, to not be left behind, all the major newspapers have started to offer an open website of their news, and more people are getting the front page of the New York Times right on the website rather than getting that big, bulky piece of paper. And the Internet is free. So increasingly, as readership moves to the free area of the Internet, less money is going to newspapers, television stations, cable, etc. And while we're glad for that, because that enhances the alternative news where you get more truth, the problem is that you know, if the conventional news sources can't, in fact, pay journalists anymore to create the news and do the investigative reporting, who will create the content that the Internet relies upon? And should we even care about this? Well, yes, because losing control of the media is not an option for the powers that be. Either they will find a funding solution to the crisis, or they're going to have to use some kind of government control to take force or to force the Internet to, you know, start charging some type of levying fees or royalty for news, just like the music industry has been doing. You know, there's also a major issue of the weakening of these traditional news organizations provides more buyout opportunities for the globalists. For example, big in the news, of course, is Rupert Murdoch trying to buy up more news outlets, in particular the Wall Street Journal. That's his latest hostile takeover target. There's a major battle brewing over this takeover, as Times David Vendrella says. The idea that Murdoch might get his mitts on the Wall Street Journal has folks scandalized, as though Larry Flint were behind the New York City Ballet. But investors in Murdoch's News Corporation hardly batted an eye when the old man bid $60 a share for a company that has been south of $40 a share for years. That's an enormous premium to pay for a company that's being grossly mismanaged. So apparently, the problems with Dow Jones' mismanagement have been well known, and the hands-off Bancrofts who own it have watched from a distance for years as the company kind of failed to get into the digital age. In fact, they were so incompetent they allowed Michael Bloomberg to capture the desktop financial analysis business away from Dow Jones. So Bloomberg really covers the Internet much better than Wall Street Journal does. And that's because they still, you know, charge something to get into their services. So while Murdoch's investors may think he's going to make Wall Street Journal more profitable, it is more probable, in my opinion, that Murdoch will use the journal to further promote his form of globalism. Murdoch, as you know, is known for using his muscle to kind of control the kind of news he wants printed in the various news sources that he owns. He has a decided globalist agenda, and he supports the Bush wars of intervention. He's also put out the word, for example, this has been scandalous in the news, in the New York Post, they have a section called Page Six. He's told those writers to avoid any items that could be seen as critical of China, where he's trying to do business. So this is typical of some of the globalists who try to protect China from the growing suspicion that people in the West have that they're preparing for war.
Well, I think you have to be pretty naive not to realize that it's only a matter of time before we are at war with China, and all that technology that we've been sipping them will be coming back in the form of bombs and satellites and, you know, and attacks on our satellites and all sorts of missiles. You know, in fact, many of the implements we need to build our sophisticated missiles are built in China, and what's going to happen if suddenly we're at war with them?
That's right. So, in short, you know, there's no magic solution here. I don't think, in fact, the traditional news will go out of business, but clearly they are not going to be able to afford to do the kinds of fat cat expenses that they have heretofore in sending people all over the world to gather news and, you know, for a tiny little story. You hear somebody from the New York Times flies over to do a story in some faraway country, at least they say, you know, speaking from Africa. Whether or not they're actually there, I don't know. But I think that kind of luxury that the news media has had is really coming to an end. Even in the advertising field, local newspapers charge an arm and a leg for small classified ads because there's no place else to go. Until now, with Craigslist forming on the Internet, where you can buy anything from houses to cars to anything at all, and it's city by city, they have a list. Suddenly, local newspapers are starting to have their classified prices almost in half, and that means that the competition is really starting to hurting one of their major revenue sources, and they're desperate to keep from losing it.
Well, you know, I look upon this over as a mixed blessing, because they really have used the mass media, the newspapers, for years to influence our reality. And I know of no major newspaper, or maybe Rocky Mountain News and a few of the others, but almost every other one has certainly been taken over by the liberals and has been utilized to create our reality and to withhold important information. There's not that much, you know, investigative reporting now. There are not a lot of investigative reporters out there. A few of them, yes. Occasionally you'll see somebody will do a pretty good series. But, I mean, it's nothing like it used to be, where you had real reporters going after real stories and scoops. Now you go from one newspaper to the next, and they're all carrying the same stories, usually from the New York Times or from the Wall Street Journal. So I don't know what it's going to take, but right now, of course, I have very little sympathy for the media, because it's being used for a long time to destroy our freedom.
That's right. I'm in complete agreement. I'm only concerned that they won't let their empires go down for nothing, and I don't think there's any way that they're going to stop this decline. There will always be a certain percentage of people who don't get into the Internet, but as those generations get old and die and the new generations come up who are all Internet savvy, you know, it's a death knell for these organizations. So at some point, I'm looking for them to intervene and try to get government intervention to have some scheme whereby they get some payment for what's going out on the Internet. So that's what worries me, is not that they will fail, but that in failing or in going downhill, that they'll use their muscle with government to try to control the Internet.
Agreed. Well, your site where we can go to on a daily basis, certainly by World Affairs Brief, is an excellent sort of information. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you don't go to Joel's website every day as I do, why, you're missing a real opportunity to get the cutting edge news. WorldAffairsBrief.com.
Yes. And of course, if I do put out on Friday a weekly news analysis, which is different than the news stories that are posted on my website, and so people who subscribe, it's a modest fee each year to get my weekly World Affairs Brief, and you can get a sample edition of the World Affairs Brief by going to my website, reading the summary, and you can email me from there at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. and ask for a sample copy of the latest issue, and I'll be happy to send it out.
Okay, now where do we go from here?
The top story tomorrow is the immigration bill defeat. I'm telling conservatives, don't celebrate yet. They'll be back. You know, there are certain causes that the powers that be won't take no for an answer, and immigration amnesty, multiple times, by the way, is one of those, despite overwhelming popular opposition. You know, the globalist fervor to flood this country with illegal immigrants is not just being driven by government collusion with big business hungry for cheap labor. There's another evil agenda at work, and it's the plan to create a future cultural conflict. We've already got enough of it as there is, that will, quote, demand a Hegelian solution, that is, a North American integration, a major stepping stone to the New World Order. But the problem is, by the time this crisis forces this decision upon us, will be outvoted by the growing Hispanic numbers of voters and their sympathizers.
Well, you know, I think it's, when you read the articles in the newspaper, they will tell you, oh, everybody, almost everybody in America supports this immigration reform. There's only just a few little deniers out there, very small, hardline, right-wing, radical, extremist minority that's opposing this immigration bill. And that's a total lie. I mean, certainly I think 80% of the, 70 to 80% of the population oppose this legislation and oppose amnesty and oppose opening our borders and oppose doing away with our sovereignty. And the newspapers are simply lying, but they coordinate their lies so effectively, I'm sure some people believe it.
It's true, and what's really interesting is to see how this administration is going to manipulate the opposition trying to get this passed. But let me first quote from Pat Buchanan, who said some excellent things in agreeing with what I said about the alternate agenda. He says, these people promoting this bill have a vision of a world where not only capital and goods, but people move freely across borders. Indeed, borders disappear. It's a vision of a deep integration of the United States, Canada, and Mexico in a North American Union modeled after the disastrous European Union and tied together by superhighways and railroads. Crossing from Mexico to the United States would be as easy as going from Spain into France. Now, this immigration bill is a piece of great globalist project, already far advanced, he says. In 1993, a majority of Americans opposed NAFTA trade deal with Mexico because they did not believe the propaganda.
Oh, you hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 1-800-273-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, you know, President Bush is coming back to resuscitate this monster, and this bill actually has more support in the Senate than the 45 votes it got Thursday. And some Republicans and Democrats who voted not to shut off debate are privately committed to amnesty, but they know they've got to have political cover and face saving amendments so that they can go home and face the angry, irate voters that are inevitable here. And so part of the maneuvers that we're going to see the administration take on this thing is to provide cover for these people so they can vote for it. There's very few senators and congressmen that we can really trust to hold the line on this. You know, the general strategy of the administration is to keep promising that, as they always do, that each new immigration reform will be the one to solve the problem. But it never does, especially when the government, enforcement of these laws at whatever level is a charade. That's why the Bush administration continues to refuse to shut down infiltration routes through the use of double-tier fencing. It's also why the Bush Justice Department has erected all kinds of legal barriers to deter border agents from effectively doing their job. You know, agents who are effective, like Campion and his partner, are prosecuted and put in jail for some legal technicality in order to signal to the others to back off. And it's a very chilling signal that's been sent out. The government clearly does not want the public to think we can actually deport illegals. In fact, Bush has even said that removing illegals from our country is impossible. Well, he's wrong. Deportation is, in fact, the cheapest and fastest solution. I'll explain why. First, you don't need more jail space. You simply use the growing number of holding facilities the government has built. They claim these things are done for immigration enforcement, to use to hold them while they're awaiting deportation. You don't need trials. You just need a quick bureaucratic procedure to determine if they have a legal green card. If not, send them back. So why doesn't the government use these large barbed wire and fenced camps that they already have or are building? As evidence of that, Jerome Corsi wrote in World Net Daily, Houston-based Brown & Root was awarded an initial $385 million contract in January of this year for 1 year for four one-year options into 2007. And these are contracts to build concentration camps in the United States. Immigration Customs Enforcement spokesman Jamie Zwieback told Corsi that the primary intent of the contract was to build these temporary detention facilities, but he did admit that these could be used for other, quote, national emergencies. Now, I believe they will never be used for immigration. First, this was merely the excuse given to Congress to justify these contracts. As we are observing, the feds have no intention of deporting large numbers of illegals. Second and most onerous, the camps are really created for mass future incarceration of American dissidents if and when they ever get fed up enough with the continued government lying and deception. Now, if we compare deportation and the closing of the border to this new and complex, quote, solution to immigration reform, we found that there will be thousands of new immigration offices and employees needed to be hired and housed to process millions of illegals into temporary workers. Now, this is only going to exacerbate the enforcement problem. This proposed complex series of proposals creates an enforcement nightmare as ICE, the new abbreviation for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, would have to check up on the detailed and changing status of millions who are now here, quote, legally, but under various time clocks and penalties associated with their provisional standing. In other words, everybody's going to have a temporary green card, but in order to find out if they're legal or not, you're going to have to go back into the records and check on what if they're meeting their time schedules, if they've got their paperwork and justification, etc. It's just not going to be done, Dr. Stan. If this bill passes, it would take an army of tax-paid attorneys, that's provided for in the bill, by the way, to sort out whether or not there's been a violation of each person's status. You think it's hard to deport illegals now, it's only 10 times as hard to deport them if this bill passed.
But, you know, Joel, the thing is that there is another agenda behind this, and I know you recognize this, as most of our listeners, regular listeners do, and that is there's a spiritual component to this. I mean, this is the thing, the major driving force behind this move towards the one world government and the one world religion and the new world leader is a spiritual force, and I wish people like Pat Buchanan and the others would recognize that, else, of course, there's no way we're going to ever be able to address the problem. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Joel Skelos. We're talking about the immigration problem and the fact that, you know, certainly the amnesty legislation that's been laid out is no solution at all. It just is not going to work. And the tragedy is that they know it's not going to work, but they certainly have no intention of controlling the problem. They simply want to bring the people in. They want to do away with our sovereignty. They want to create racial strife. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to destroy America because these people have a different agenda. They want a different world. And, of course, they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they don't believe in it. So go ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, part of the reason why they're promoting immigration is because they're poor people, and poor people are almost all, especially those that come from Latin America, where they're used to a socialist economy, are used to crying out for government benefits, and that's why it's so very easy for them to mass together in big demonstrations like they've been capable of doing to push for more social welfare for them. And there's a lot, there's plenty of Americans who are susceptible to the sympathy factor involved in seeing these stories that the media portrays. I have learned from long experience that even the token amount of enforcement that the Bush administration does has done has been specifically to, in fact, give the media the opportunity to promote the terrible tragedy of deportation, what this has done to separate families. And you get a lot of soft-thinking Americans watching evening news, and they get sympathetic for their plight, and now they want to all give them amnesty, so it's a very real problem. But, of course, we're not fooling the real hardliners in the House and the Senate who are against this program. They know that the president can't be trusted on enforcement. And so, but he's going to keep trying to snooker them, or at least provide them cover for it. You know, Tony Snow said it all. He was being interviewed on one of the national television shows, and he said, "We've heard you, America, on enforcement, and the president's going to have new proposals to make sure that enforcement takes first place on this bill." Of course, he's lying through his teeth. President Bush lost no time in telling the Association of Building Contractors this week that, quote, he's got a new plan for enforcement. President Bush is obviously trying to salvage the immigration legislation, endorsed a plan Thursday that would lock in money, approximately $4.4 billion, for border security as a way to win over conservative lawmakers. He said, and I quote, "We're going to show the American people that the promises of this bill will be kept." Well, you know, just the lies get more audacious. The only promises that he's going to keep in that bill are the amnesty portions. Bush has never gone through with any of the enforcement provisions.
But I think people have forgotten, you know, 1986, Ronald Reagan promised the American people, the great communicator promised the American people, we would begin to enforce our laws, we would begin to secure the border, we would begin to take after the people who are hiring people who are here illegally. And, of course, then President George Herbert Walker Bush made the same promises, and certainly Bill Clinton made the same promises. I mean, just because George Bush has not done anything for 6 years, we shouldn't fault him. Everybody before him didn't do it either. But why should we believe him now if he says he's going to get tough? He said 6 years to get tough. He has no intention of doing it. He's lied to us about so many things. He really has very little capital left, don't you think, Joel? Don't you think that most of our senators and congressmen, Democrats and Republicans, are really afraid to get in and back, you know, this bill, which is put forward by Teddy Kennedy and being promoted by our president?
Well, that's right, and that's why his meeting with the Senate for 90 minutes was a bust. He came away with nothing. He got a hard wall of rejection from the hardliners. But, you know, Bush is trying to snooker the American people. His proposal is to set aside money collected for this $4.4 billion. Here's the catch. And by the way, this was put forth by Government Shills, John Kyle, and Lindsey Graham in the Senate. But the proposal is to set aside money for the $4.4 billion through collection of fees and penalties for tougher border security and workplace enforcement. Now, let me explain why this is a total fraud. First, the new enforcement will only come if the bill passes, ensuring that he links the two together. And second, the funds for enforcement will only come through fees and penalties if and when the government decides to start vigorously enforcing. So, if the government continues the present thing of not enforcing, there will be no fees and penalties. And so there will be no money for the increased enforcement. And, I mean, it's just a circular piece of reasoning. And, you know, it's no wonder that the real Republican opponents wanted nothing short of a requirement that Bush ask Congress for a new and completely separate funding bill, like he does for the war in Iraq, to pay for these extra enforcement measures. And they're saying, we want this separate enforcement to be complete before any other provisions take place. Now, that won't happen because it puts the amnesty portions of implementation contingent upon the enforcement first. And Bush wants it the other way around and knows that Congress can't do anything if Bush simply refuses to implement the enforcement policies after the fact.
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting because I think that You know, the average American does not trust our president and doesn't trust his word, and I think this is a beautiful example of it. In fact, I heard him the other day linking of course amnesty to family values and of course in enforcement of border security to fighting terrorism. And he said we can't really begin to fight terrorism until we can secure our borders, and we can't secure borders till we've got this bill through and we've got amnesty. And I'm wondering, are the American people really that naive that they would believe he is holding off fighting terrorism and closing our borders until he gets this legislation through, and only then will he be able to do what he should have done 6 years ago or 5.5 years ago to try to stop the Islamic terrorists from coming in? Or, of course, the fact he hasn't closed the border means he really doesn't believe in this war on terrorism. He knows it's a fraud. He just doesn't want the American people to know it's a fraud.
Well, he's justifying trillion-dollar wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and so he claims he doesn't have the money or doesn't want to throw the money at border enforcement. I mean, who are we kidding ourselves? And it's also very telling at the same time he's telling the Senate that he does not want them to even pick up and consider the House bill on Safe American Roads Act of 2007. This bill passed 411-3 to stop American or Mexican trucks from unlimited access to all American highways. You know, the president has not even attempted to implement this by seeking Congress's approval. He's done this by executive order to direct his department to allow the Mexican trucks in, and Congress has to stop it. And all he has to do is twist arms in the Senate, and he can stop the Senate from passing the bill that the House has passed overwhelmingly. So this is incredible.
I think that this is what happens when you have power. Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone, and George Bush is drunk with power. He's saying, I don't care what the American people think. I may be the only person who wants to go to war over with Iran, but I'm going to do it, or words to that effect. And he's hell-bent upon plunging America into World War III. But where is the outcry from our conservative and religious leaders? There is none. They're all solidly behind him. He says, we never torture anybody, and furthermore, admissions and evidence obtained by torture is perfectly admissible. And George Tenet on 60 Minutes saying, we don't torture anybody. And Scott Pell says to him, what about waterboarding? And, of course, George Tenet swallows. You can see his Adam's apple going up and down. He says, well, I don't want to get into specifics here. You know, that's classified. I mean, are the American people really that gullible? They don't know that the president advocates torture and lies about it?
They are that gullible. And because we are a people generally, not you and I, but people generally sit in front of that evening news and they don't give them that information. They don't point out those contradictions. They give the appearance of criticizing the president, but generally they interview and they give a tremendous amount of radio and TV time to people who parrot the official line, including most of the pundits and commentators on television. And those who really are strong against this war and have good reasons are excluded or denigrated within the news, such as presidential candidate Ron Paul.
Right.
Now, John Hawkins of rightwingnews.com has had the best insider access on what's coming up, what we can expect in the presidential strategy. Here's what I quote from in my latest brief. It says, yesterday, a GOP aide, who's one of my sources in the Senate, gave me the rundown on what's happening with the Senate immigration bill. It is coming back. He says that it's going to be brought up right before the July 4th vacation break so that Senate Republican leadership can use that leverage to get the votes. In other words, vote for the bill or you'll have to waste your vacation here until you do. This is despite the fact that conservative leaders of the anti-amnesty movement are refusing to cooperate and won't give Mitch McConnell even a list of the amendments that they want considered. My source tells me that the reason this is that the game has now been rigged. McConnell's essentially promising the opponents to bring the amendments up in exchange for cloture votes. But Trent Lott is publicly saying that he will strip any problematic amendments out of the conference committee. That's the committee, you know, that reconciles the differences between the House version, which is going to be much more strict than the Senate version. In other words, if this bill gets through the Senate and House, the Democrats and the open border Republicans will work together when the bills have to be reconciled to strip out any amendments that the grand bargainers don't like. Therefore, at this point, it doesn't matter what amendments pass. because any tough enforcement provisions that slip through will be rendered toothless when the bills are reconciled. My source, he says, also said that the cloture vote, that's the vote to cut off debate, takes 60 votes in the Senate, or two-thirds, will be the real vote on the bill, because if debate is closed off, the bill will surely pass. Then what will happen is that the votes for the bill will be counted, and a few senators who are afraid that their election prospects will be jeopardized by a yes vote will be allowed to vote no against the bill, even though they voted for cloture. This enables those senators to tell their constituents they voted against the bill, even though they facilitated getting the bill to a vote. And that's the kind of sneaky stuff that goes on all the time in Congress in order to make sure that people can lie to their constituents.
Well, I think that your job and my job is to let the American people know when the senators are lying and to get rid of the liars. And I will tell
you,
right. we get this information out, you know, and every time they get up to speak, you know, in a public forum, and we just point out how they lie and deceive and how they've sold out their constituents, you know, they'll start running for cover, because Everett Dirksen said so well. As politicians, they really don't see the light till they feel the heat, and we've got to keep the heat on, and we've got to keep calling and emailing and faxing and let them know right through the 4th of July if we have to.
Well, the big three that are pushing this are John Kyle of Arizona, Trent Lott, Lindsey Graham. Of course, John McCain is the presidential candidate who's pushing for it as well. John Hawkins asked his source to speculate on why Lott was pushing so hard for this bill, and he said that Lott may be naive enough to think this bill might help John McCain's presidential campaign. You know, John McCain is really on the hot seat about promoting this amnesty bill, and he's not very popular. If it passes, they're hoping that this may ameliorate the rest of the opposition, at least, or the moderates in the middle, and allow McCain to say, well, you see, the whole Senate agrees with me. But both, or all of John Cain, Trent Lott, and Lindsey Graham are all solidly behind McCain in 2008. Interestingly, Hawkins also asked his source what he thought the prospects for passage were. He stated that it's a toss-up, but that the pro-amnesty side has the momentum. I asked how it could that could be, given the outpouring of anger against this bill, and he told me that a lot of moderates are afraid of being called racist by people like Michael Chertoff, Louis Gutierrez, and Fred Barnes, who have, in fact, inferred that anyone's against this is racist, and that they're better off passing a bad bill, even one that won't ultimately become law, if, as expected, the House kills it.
Maybe we ought to counter that by calling them traitors. They're traitors to our country, and I'll tell you what, I'd sure rather be called a racist than a traitor.
That's right. I think the ultimate fallout from this bill, if it passes, is that there's going to be so much outrage on the right wing that it's going to lead to the GOP having a terrible time in 2008, even worse than it did in 2006.
Well, I think that one reason they selected George Bush to be the president was to destroy Christianity and to destroy the Republican Party, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of both of them.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that President Bush understands any of the ultimate motives of the people who are guiding him. He really is a script reader. It's the dangerous globalists behind him that are feeding him all, writing the scripts that are the real dangerous ones. This man is just a puppet put in there specifically so that Christians and conservatives would have a believable person as a wolf in sheep's clothing. So it's very, very sad.
Well, what's our next subject?
Well, reconstructed M3, that is the best use of what the Fed is doing to our money supply, is running over 12% per annum, Dr. Stan. There are two websites, at least, that are creating a private version of the Federal Reserve's discontinued M3 money supply figures. And they discontinued it, obviously, to mask the real rates of inflation. Both those sites are in the latest brief that will come out tomorrow if your listeners want to email me for a sample copy.
Before we go on, Joel, let's go ahead and get out, help people get in touch with you. I got so interested in what we were saying, I forgot. That's my job, is to let our listeners know how they can get a copy of World Affairs Brief and hopefully subscribe.
They can go to worldaffairsbrief.com, read a summary of the brief there, and it tells them to email editor at worldaffairsbrief.com to get the sample briefing. I encourage people to do it so they can decide whether they'd like this regularly coming to their email box.
Okay, fine. And so I think that's really important. I read it every week. I read it every morning, and you should too. But, of course, what people have to understand is we are having an increase of M3 of 12%. We're really having an inflation of 12%. Rising prices is not inflation. Increasing in the money supply is. And this is really what it's all about.
That's right. And price rises have actually lagged real inflation because we've been exporting our dollars all around the world, and that keeps inflation. If we had all this money created by the government spend at home, we would have had hyperinflation like any basket case Latin American country.
Well, I fear that when we go into World War III and, countries turn against the dollar and start, getting rid of them, those dollars are going to come home. We're going to have the higher inflation. People are going to lose everything that they've worked their whole life for that's tied to dollars, and may heaven help us at that time.
That's right.
Well, you got about a minute to wrap up the program, Joel.
Well, President, I think there is some good news. I'll leave your audience with that. I very rarely have good news to report, but finally, a judge Diane Gribben Motz has, as part of the Fourth Circuit Court, has in fact said that President Bush overstepped his authority when he ordered the indefinite military detention of an Arab computer science student at Qatar who was here on a legal visa. Anyone legal, she says, comes under the protection of the U.S. Constitution and cannot be put under indefinite detention. She says, we recognize the power of the Constitution to call forth habeas corpus.
Amen to that. Well, that's good to hear. Joel, thank you so much. I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All right. Goodbye.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away.
First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. This is the time when I've got to remind all of you out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with our message, if you believe, as I do, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, we'd love to hear from you. And if you can possibly help us by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or any other way, we'd appreciate it. But if you do join the Radio Liberty family for a gift of $20 a month or more, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. Then, of course, you get our monthly newsletter. You can just subscribe to the newsletter. Of course, if you're not able to, why, you can go up on our internet site at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the newsletters. We post them up there. We have many of our videos posted there, and a very nice site of online videos. Certainly, you can listen to our programs for nothing. But if you could help, we'd love to hear from you. Well, let me point out that we want to do another run of our Brotherhood of Darkness DVD. So if you'd like to get 20 of our Brotherhood of Darkness DVDs, plus a copy of my latest talk, The Forbidden Secret, that's on DVD, you get them for $99.95, and plus shipping, and give us a call now, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'll actually receive them after we get the runoff. And we're going to need about a dozen people or so to make a pledge. So if you'd like to get 20 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, plus a copy of our Forbidden Secret DVD, give us a call. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get that new DVD, The Forbidden Secret. It comes by itself or with a syllabus, and it simply tracks the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years and tells you, the writings, where we actually have the writings of Alexander the Great talking about the ancient mystery religions, writing to Aristotle, furious that he had written a book about them. And then, of course, following them right up to modern times. And of course, the code words that are so often used, and so that you can interpret what the president meant when he was talking about the angel who rides in the whirlwind, who directs the storm. He used that term twice at the end of his first inaugural address. Who is the angel who rides in the whirlwind? Well, you want to get that and so much other fascinating information to begin to get insight, because you cannot understand what's going on in the Middle East. You can't understand why they don't want to enforce their immigration laws and want to merge the United States with Mexico and Canada. You can't understand this idea of completing the ancient Tower of Babel, the European Union, the incomplete building in Strasbourg today, where the European Parliament sits, designed after the incomplete Tower of Babel built by Nimrod. And what does Nimrod have to do with anything? Well, you know it all once you've heard my talk. The Forbidden Secret. And once again, it's available with a syllabus. And then, of course, you can get so many of our things. My talk on the hidden agenda, the background of fluoride, and you can get that on DVD or on a VHS. But you need to get the syllabus with that, because that really, of course, gives you all the documentation. And we do hope that you'll get that. If you get the two of them together, you're going to get a reduced price, exactly as if you get the Sustainable Development Syllabus and the Sustainable Development Talk. And you get the two of them together at a reduced price. The same thing with the Forbidden Secret. We have so much information out there. It's information you're not going to find any other place. Of course, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'd get with the book. There's no syllabus, but the book gives you all the sources of documentation. Understand that there are spiritual forces. There is another dimension. If you haven't seen our four CD or tape set on the secret, Behind the Secret, which exposes the law of attraction and Rhonda Byrne's, you need to get that information. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, this afternoon, why, the views of a Dr. Gregory Slies, who's actually up the late, he's from over in Great Britain. But he is, of course, going to be talking about the European Union and the spiritual significance of so much that's going on today. And, of course, how the Christian church is being used in this whole scenario. And so let's get into the very beginning. Thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Slice.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Now let's get into the origins of the European Union. So you just take off, Dr. Slice has written a treatise on this, and it's available up on Amazon. They only had one copy of it, though. Later we'll tell you how to get hold of it, but let's get into the origins of the European Union, and why should people of Great Britain be concerned about that? Why should the people of Europe, why should the people of America be concerned about the European Union? Isn't that a great idea of doing away with wars?
Well, that's how the European Union was sold to the peoples of Europe back in the 1950s, that once we have a united Europe, war will be something that will end. But there were many undercurrents which remained hidden from the public, and these undercurrents now are becoming more and more evident. Now, the European Union started life as the European Coal and Steel Community in the early 1950s, and the object was that if France and Germany control each other's war-producing abilities, notably coal and steel, then war would be impossible in Europe. And that was the initial idea. Six countries signed up, and since then it has expanded to now there are 27 countries in Europe, virtually, or within the European Union, and virtually the whole of the European continent now is a member of that. Well, it's a super state in making. But what was hidden from the public from the very beginning was the small print. And the small print was that this European coal and steel community was always going to be a United States of Europe that was going to control the affairs of nation states from the center. The center was going to be a very unaccountable, anti-democratic affair, and the peoples of Europe would have virtually no say over the policies of this super state, which now has its own flag, its own anthem. Most members are members of a single currency, which has completely undermined the independence of national economic policy. It has a central bank, and now very nearly it has a constitution. So it very much is a single European super state, and this was always the idea behind it, except when people refer to this as a surreptitious project, they were usually laughed at and scoffed at, and now their warnings are coming true, but many say that it's too late. This project has gone too far to be stopped.
And of course there was always another agenda behind it. This is the great tragedy, is that the proponents of the European Union knew that the public would not want this, but they felt that they were so much smarter, so much more educated, so much more sophisticated, they had the right to make the decision for the great mass of the people. They talk about democracy. They don't believe in democracy. They believe in a ruling class. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
All right, there we go. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Dr. Gregory Slies, and certainly we're talking about the European Union, and Dr. Slies was saying that this whole idea of what is going on in Union can be dated back to the time of the Enlightenment. Would you like to pick up and then advance that idea? Because, of course, the Enlightenment was the antithesis of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And as we developed the ideas, of course, there is a very definite spiritual component to this whole move to unite Europe And, of course, for those of you here in the United States, well, the ideas, of course, which are motivating and driving what's happening in Europe are the same ideas that are motivating and driving the people here in America who want an American union. Oh, they deny it. But we actually have a video of David Rockefeller talking in 1962 about the American Union by 2005. They really intended, they missed the mark, but that won't dissuade them. They're intent, they have an agenda. So let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of the Enlightenment, would you please, and then how that fits into this conflict with Christianity and what's going on today.
Yes, well, people like Rousseau, speaking in 1751, and he described Europe as a kind of great republic divided into several states, all sharing a common heritage. And he believed that this common heritage would form the basis of a single state. And 20 years later, Rousseau agreed with him, and he said that there are no longer Frenchmen, Germans, Spaniards, or even English, but only Europeans. This was sort of an intellectual thought. They were not basing their ideas on any empirical studies, because of course there is no such concept as a European people. There are European peoples, but a European people exists only in the minds of system builders, and mainly people of the left who despise the nation state. And that is why so many of the founders of the European Union, not all, but quite a few of them, were indeed leftists who wanted, in many respects, to replicate in Western Europe what the Soviets were doing in Eastern Europe. So, very much so, the intellectual idea stems from the Enlightenment, and many of the sort of 20th century, early 20th century thinkers were indeed socialists who picked up upon the ideas of the likes of Voltaire and Rousseau, of course, who were so damaging to the nation state and indeed to Christian heritage.
Well, now, what part did a Christian group play in bringing about the European Union?
Well, all Christian churches were, with varying degrees, quite positive. They looked upon the idea of a united Europe quite positively. They believe that a Europe united within some kind of broad Christian framework would indeed put an end to conflict. I believe that it was a naive point of view, because many of those people who were founding the European Union were very much anti-Christian, and that is now more apparent than ever. I mean, there were many politicians, Christian politicians, who were building a European Union back in the 1950s, but since then, any Christian values which they may have imparted the EU with, that's all gone now. And indeed, the European Union now is actively fighting against Christian values.
And of course, here in the United States, one of the men who is primarily responsible for this sort of internationalist point of view, was a man named John Foster Dulles, and he was head of the Federal Council of Churches, and he was using the Federal Council of Churches, later the National Council of Churches, to push this idea and to use the Christian Church to indoctrinate the Christians of the United States along with these internationalist ideas. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have this wonderful world government and do away with war and all live in peace? Now, was that sort of the idea that they'd stressed in Europe? And certainly I could understand why the Europeans, after having seen the horror of the First World War and then the horror of the Second World War, would be so frightened at the prospect of another great war. Do you think this is one of the major driving forces behind what happened?
Certainly, yes. Certainly at the beginning. Like I said, all the churches, the Catholic Church, the Protestant churches, welcomed progress on this issue. And even to this very day, you have church leaders promoting the idea of European integration. They may criticize certain aspects of it, but they still promote the idea of a united Europe in the hope that it will embrace a Christian philosophy. There are many clerics as Protestant and Catholic, who now realize that the European Union is not Christian friendly. The present Pope has been quite a stern critic of much that is going on in the European Union, and indeed many Protestant leaders have likewise seen the light and are being more critical. But there is still a very large body of Christians, particularly lay Christians, who really don't see the problems that the European Union is causing for Christianity. I mean, the problems are absolutely immense.
Well, why don't you get into those problems? Because I think that people have to understand that the idea of the European Union and the idea of Christianity and a reliance upon God are really totally at odds with one another. Certainly the European Union would never be friendly to Christianity. It might superficially be to use Christianity and to use the church, but in the final analysis, the two cannot exist together, my way of thinking. What about yours?
Certainly. I mean, at the beginning, like I stated, there were Christian politicians from so-called Christian democratic parties in Europe who were energetically campaigning for an integrated Europe. One of the motives was to end war once and for all. But since then, the idea that Christianity can offer this construction, any kind of value system, has indeed been completely sidelined. And there's a very good reason for this, because many, if not most, of the founding fathers of the European Union were indeed liberals, secularists, atheists, Marxists, and they gradually took over the whole project. And the reason why the European Union needs to get rid of Christianity is because orders that are based on control cannot tolerate alternative doctrines. In the same way as the Soviet Union couldn't tolerate Christianity, the European Union cannot tolerate Christianity in any form that would influence policy. Now, there are two main reasons why the EU has to get rid of Christianity, or at least marginalize it, socially marginalize it. The EU has been creating for itself a value system that is very leftist. It is based on a system of rights that promotes various alternative lifestyles, lifestyles which are contrary to Christian moral value system. And the second reason is that the church provides a strong society in which delinquent behavior is condemned, because it weakens society. Now, the European Union needs to weaken nation states, needs to weaken social cohesion in order to be able to rule nation states. Strong states don't bode well for the brave new world that is emerging in the European Union. So that is essentially why the EU has to marginalize Christian values.
Well, you know, Chris, the major thing to me is the fact that the European Union, although, you know, trying to appear to be democratic and representative, certainly is the antithesis of that. And I've talked to Mr. Ashley Bolt on several occasions. Mm-hmm. You probably know him. He's a member of the European Parliament, elected from Great Britain. And he makes it very, very clear that it is all play-acting. I mean, the idea that you have representative government is so ridiculous. I mean, I don't know, they have, how many, 1,500 representatives, and there's going to be a debate. They each have a minute. That's all they can speak. And all the decisions are made by a faceless bureaucracy, just like in the Soviet Union. In fact, what you are doing is adopting a Soviet system to replace the representative governments that you have had in Europe for so many centuries.
Absolutely, and this is not an accident. I mean, when the founding fathers of the EU began to create the system, they knew very well that they cannot do it through revolution, because revolution scars people. People remember revolutions, and they lose their loved ones. So they were not going to do it through revolution. There was no hope of a revolution. So what they decided was to do it through evolution. It may take longer, but It's a much more effective way to create such a system. It was a ratchet effect. Each notch on the ratchet was to overcome a problem. So the emphasis there was very much through a steady process, and people would simply not recognize the details. These details would be lost in the hustle and bustle of everyday lives. And this is how they've managed to do it. Treaty after treaty after treaty has taken away the national powers and has concentrated them indeed in a central bureaucracy, in an unaccountable bureaucracy, very similar to that of the Soviet Union. There is a parliament of which Ashley Mote is a member, but like you said, Dr. Stan, that the members of that parliament most of the time really don't know what they're voting for, because there is so much bureaucracy, there are so many decisions that are taken that they could not possibly understand what's going on, and indeed that sometimes there is as little as a minute for a debate. So it is indeed, and it is really laughable that they call this democracy. And in any case, you cannot really have a democracy in the absence of a people.
Hold on, we'll be right back here. Yeah. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 14, 2007, gold 646.69. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 667.69, 329.50 for half, 164.75 for quarter. That's 667.69, 329.50, and 164.75. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe, whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports. Call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time?
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Dr. Slice was just saying that the head of the German, the premier of Germany,
Chancellor,
has said that sent a letter out, a confidential letter, saying that they're going to make some cosmetic changes to the European Constitution, but it doesn't matter that the people of Holland and France voted against it. They're going to sell this by hook or by crook, in essence, because this has nothing to do with the people. They will not determine their future. The future has already been determined by this almost like an aristocracy or elite who have determined that they are going to unite Europe no matter what happens and impose their rule. And if it were even representative government in some manner or means, but of course the meetings of the Parliament, the European Parliament, are simply cosmetic. There is no representative government. They're moving rapidly towards a Soviet-style situation where you have central planning, you have, of course, a master bureaucracy, and no dissent. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a fair statement, yes, indeed. And this constitution is simply the latest treaty in a long line of treaties. This is essentially a constitution for a superstate. And if I can quote you from the letter, she actually said that change to this document is absolutely necessary to reach an overall agreement and to ensure ratification by all states. Cosmetic change is absolutely necessary. So she was actually advocating nothing more than a sort of redrafting of the document and paraphrasing some of the more lengthier paragraphs and selling it as a different document, but the actual essence of the plot of this constitution would remain the same, and hopefully would convince people that there was not even a need for a referendum to approve this. Now the old document was put forward to referenda in several countries, and Holland and France rejected it, and Britain was promised a referendum. Now our Prime Minister, Tony Blair, is saying, well, this isn't a constitution, so you don't need a referendum. Whereas, in fact, the essence of this new document will be exactly the same as the old one.
Well, now, what about, I understand that Blair will be out and the Brown will be in, but will it make any real difference?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the system is so now deeply embedded within the national political systems that some musical chairs where the leaders of the nation states change will probably not make a difference. I mean, now we have about 70% between 65-70% of our laws are now made in the European Union, and all that national parliaments do for most of the time really is simply to rubber stamp European Union diktats, and that is a frightening scenario. And even the MPs in our parliament are unaware of what is going on, and the party whip system ensures that the votes are carried. So democracy is being eroded away on a daily basis.
Is there anybody in the House of Lords who's concerned about this, or anybody in the royal family, or are they simply going to go right along with this as well?
Well, the House of Lords has provided scrutiny of these bills quite effectively in the past, but of course the House of Lords has limited power, and it is now going to be scrapped as a traditional institution. It's going to be filled with appointees, party appointees, and elected officials who will play to the gallery and who will be controlled by the whips. So I suspect that the House of Lords scrutinizing powers will be reduced even further. As far as the royal family is concerned, well, of course, we have a constitutional monarchy, and the monarchy cannot really sort of involve itself in such affairs. So it is really quite a problematical situation. At the end of the day, it's people power, but the actual means that people have to act is becoming increasingly very, very limited.
But what about the newspapers? Are the newspapers telling people? Is the television telling people? Is radio telling people? How are people learning about this move to take away freedom in what was once the cradle of freedom?
Well, there are a lot of Eurosceptic newspapers, yes. There are fewer newspapers who support fully the European Union. But even the Eurosceptic newspapers, they don't actually suggest withdrawal from the European Union. They still advocate this idea that so long as we stay out of the single currency, which Britain at the moment is still has an opt-out, we can still control our affairs. Whereas, in fact, that is not really the case, because the single currency, yes, it's important, but much of our economic policy is already controlled by the European
Union.
Hold
that, please.
Yeah.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Dr. Gregory Slies. And Dr. Slies, you have a website, you have information, email or anything you'd like to put out so that people can contact you and get your material?
I haven't got a website, but I can give you the email of my publisher, who will be very happy to forward my publications, and that is ncpublications, all one word, lowercase, ncpublications, at Tiscali, T-I-S-C-A-L-I, .co.uk. And if someone emails the publisher, there'll be someone there to help.
Would you give that one more time?
NC Publications, all one word, lowercase, at Tiscali, T-I-S-C-A-L-I, .co.uk.
Okay, publications at Tiscali, at UK, at K.
NC Publications, at Tiscali, T-I-S-C-A-L-I, .co.uk.
Okay, we've got it. All right, fine. If anybody wants to get that, my my secretary has it, my producer. Now, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, you'd like to ask Dr. Slies, why, give us a call. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because the American people have to understand that we are fortunate. We are fortunate because what is planned for America has already happened in Europe and in Great Britain. And we can see exactly where these people are going. I mean, they lied to the people over there as they're lying to the people here. The people over there who are pushing this have a different worldview, just as the people here in America have a different worldview. I mean, our leaders are sworn to uphold the Constitution. And those who are pushing the North American Union don't believe in the Constitution. They're simply lying. And, of course, once this thing is in place, then all freedom will be gone and the force of law will be used, as it is in any totalitarian state, to stifle freedom and to certainly arrest and destroy dissenters. So, is it right now, of course, in Great Britain, where we find that you're putting up video cameras on every street corner? My understanding is you have more surveillance in Great Britain than almost any other country in the world. Do you think this is a preparatory to this move towards the total state control and regulation of the individual?
Well, many people have said that, and indeed, we haven't got cameras yet on every street corner, but it sometimes appears that way. There are cameras in the tube system, the underground system. There are cameras on the roads, indeed on the streets. And of course, this is being sold as a way of protecting us from evildoers. But I suspect it also has a degree of control that the people who are putting up these cameras indeed want to pry into our lives. In fact, an individual is photographed every day over 500 times in the UK, certainly in London. So yes, indeed, there may well be a semblance of truth, and many people are worried about this. And what's more, there is now a scheme being planned that will control our car journeys. That our car journeys are going to be monitored on the premise that that we need to control our congestion on the roads. So we'll have to pay tolls per mile, and it's all going to be controlled by satellite technology.
Part of that, this whole idea of, we've got to control the use of the automobile for global warming, is that the excuse of it?
Yes, that is global warming and congestion. Those are the two the motivating factors behind this. And there was a petition actually signed, because there is a Downing Street. Downing Street is where our Prime Minister lives, and they've actually set up a means whereby people can create petitions, and the idea is that we have a listening government and it listens to the people, and someone did set up a petition on this issue that we, the undersigned, do not wish to be monitored in our cars, and we don't want a road tolling system. And over 2 million people signed the petition, and the government's response was that the scheme is going ahead anyway. So that is the nature of our democracy at present.
So what can you do, or what is being done, or is there any hope in Great Britain of turning around this juggernaut, which is intent upon stifling freedom and destroying, of course, the this great tradition of freedom that dates back to the Magna Carta?
Well, I don't think we should extinguish hope. I think that's what these people who are doing these things want us to do. I think when we extinguish hope is when they've totally got us. There is still an active political scene. I mean, people are campaigning against the European Union. They have been for a long time, and more people are realizing the dangers of it. And that is why the government is so frightened of holding referendums on European issues, because they know that they are likely to lose them, despite the biased nature of past referenda in Europe. So I think there is hope that many people may look at the political scene and see that the scope for meaningful political action is indeed diminishing. And this has been reflected in the decreasing turnouts at our general elections. Traditionally, 75%, 80% of the population voted in the United Kingdom, whereas the last two elections, you had that figure drop to around 60%. So many people, Andy, realizing that hope has been extinguished. But I think that is a danger. I think we should never extinguish hope. I think we should carry on fighting. If not politically, then at least we should keep the culture going in some way, so that this kitsch culture, this sort of baseless culture, does not conquer us.
Well, what's happening to Christendom, to Christianity in Great Britain? And perhaps we could, after we've discussed that, we could talk about what's going on the continent. But my feeling, from what I've been able to read, is that Christianity has really been under tremendous attack there. Certainly the leaders of the Episcopalian Church or the Anglican Church have embraced all sorts of things which in past generations might very well have been considered heresy to the Church, mm-hmm. That the people are not going to the Church. The people are, in many respects, are almost losing their dedication to Christianity. At one time, of course, England was the center of Christianity, at least of the Protestant religion, and this is certainly where the five founding fathers of America had come from, was out of England and Ireland and out of Scotland, and bringing with them their branches of the Protestant faith. But what's happening to the Protestant faith over there? What's happening to the Anglican faith? What's happening to the Catholic faith?
Well, the Church of England, in many respects, has lost its way. It has embraced various liberal and, like you said, one can say heretical points of view. And that is why church attendances in Church of England churches has gone down. The traditionalists within the Anglican Church, the so-called High Anglicans, feel increasingly isolated. Many are going over to the Catholic Church, which has, to a large extent, resisted much of this liberalism, and that's simply because it has a single authority, and that's in Rome, whereas the Church of England has a much more diffuse authority, and there's more scope for the Church of England to actually embrace these liberal ideas. So, indeed, the Church has, in many respects, undermined itself. But the political authorities are doing their best to undermine Christianity and push it to the margins. And much of this is indeed linked to the European Union's so-called human rights agenda. And these human rights now embrace every kind of alternative lifestyle, which is indeed necessarily anti-Christian. We've had here in the UK recently a very big debate over the so-called sexual orientations regulations, which now prohibit discrimination against, for instance, gay marriage as or civil partnership, as we call it here. And the church, the Catholic Church, have several adoption agencies which are will have to close because they will be forced by the government to give children to homosexual couples, and the church said that that is simply not going to happen, and we are going to lose several adoption agencies. So the church is under attack in many respects. But again, I think it'll be very silly to give up hope. One still has to go to church. One has to do one's bit to ensure that religious life, Christian religious life, continues.
Well, of course, as far as you and I expect you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to quit going to church, or at least to reading my Bible and change my beliefs, even if I can't find a church that I would agree with. Now, then I every Wednesday about 10 o'clock at night your time, I do a program over in Birmingham, well, maybe for 10 to 15 minutes. The station calls me over there. It's some sort of an evangelical ministry. Is there a Protestant evangelical movement growing over there?
It is attracting a younger crowd. So from that perspective, there are positive signs.
Yes, I can tell by the music.
I shudder
when I hear the music, but at least we get the message out, so I have to bite my tongue.
Yes, but, you know, it's horses for courses. There are many people in the Church of England who long for a more traditional service, and there are many people in the Catholic Church who long for a more traditional service. So there are positive things happening in both the Anglican community and the Catholic community, not only in England but also across Europe. But it is happening in an atmosphere which is increasingly anti-Christian, and politicians openly now are campaigning against the church. Another example which we have in the UK is the issue of church schools, which again is linked to this human rights idea and church schools. So the proposal is will be prohibited from saying that homosexual lifestyles are sinful. So in such an atmosphere, I cannot see how church schools can possibly continue. So there are positive things, but we cannot lose sight of the fact that Christianity is under attack. But then, at the end of the day, God cannot possibly allow his flock to disappear. That's not going to happen, and that is the ultimate hope that we must have.
Oh, no question at all. In fact, I very often in my programs talk about the real spiritual battle that's being fought, you know, on an educational, cultural, political battlefield. And I think you're absolutely right. One of these days, and I think this is the factor that even the intellectuals has failed to realize, is that one of these days God is going to intervene, as he's intervened so many times down throughout history. I cannot imagine him allowing the gay marches, you know, and certainly telling churches that they cannot say that homosexuality is wrong. I keep hoping he's going to intervene rather soon, but that's neither up to me nor anyone else. God is going to do what he wants to do, irrespective of what I think, and he certainly hasn't consulted me, nor what he ever will. Anyway, of course, you know, is there a growing awareness, do you think, among the people over there, that there is a spiritual component to this whole move towards the European Union, which is really part of this overall move towards the world government, and, of course, replacing Christianity with a new religion?
Well, people are, like I said earlier, are beginning to be more aware that things are not quite right. But the European Union's propaganda is very clever. It is pernicious. It plays on people's fears and their anxieties. So it is an uphill struggle for those who wish to counter it. But there are more and more people who are realizing that things are wrong. As far as spirituality is concerned, unfortunately, and this may be indeed a conspiratorial move, many people are driven towards so-called New Age philosophies and New Age religions, pagan religions, because simply they do not present a threat to the established political order, the sort of postmodern religions where anything goes, which quite frankly is what the political order wants people to believe. But in many respects, one can see revivals, Christian revivals. There may be pockets here, pockets there, but across Europe, you still see people tied to tradition, tied to faith, to the Christian faith, and that is maybe why the European Union authorities are pushing more and more to create this unaccountable, undemocratic superstate, in order to at least push Christianity to the margins. They can never destroy it. If Stalin couldn't destroy it, the European Union can't destroy it. But these are not particularly good times for Christians in Europe.
Well, of course, the Stalin and Lenin and the communists always wanted to destroy Christianity by pushing atheism. But, of course, these people who are into the occult, if that's really the basis of the New Age, really are replacing Christianity with another religion. And there's no question it's a religion. And it's a religion that does have a certain amount of appeal to people. It gives them total freedom.
Yes.
And, of course, you can do whatever you want to do. And there are no consequences. And you can begin to tap into these supernatural forces. And, of course, here in the United States, we literally have millions of Christians who are turning away from Christianity and embracing something called The Secret, which is being featured on our major television networks, Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, and these names may not mean anything to you, but they're very popular personalities here, pushing this pagan religion and telling people it will offer them whatever they want. And unfortunately, an awful lot of good Christians, good people, who are looking for meaning and not finding it necessarily in the conventional church, are beginning to embrace the other philosophy. And of course, it's going to create terrible problems from them, not only this world, but throughout eternity. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Slies to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you've enjoyed our conversations. We'd like to let you know what the future holds, because the future is here. It's over in England and on the continent. But to put things into their proper perspective and understand the significance of the poster that is shown so often in Europe of the unfinished Tower of Babel, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because, of course, we trace that poster, we trace it right up to the very time where in Salzburg there is a building where the Parliament meets, the European Parliament, and it's designed after the unfinished Tower of Babel. It's built as an unfinished building. Why? Because they understand what most people don't. And this is the effort to unite the world exactly as Nimrod did, and behind that the same spiritual forces and the same mystery religions that energized Nimrod and the ancient Babylonians and Persians and Assyrians. And you really, of course, want to, Chris, to get the talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. And it comes with a syllabus if you want to. And, of course, it helps you better understand exactly what's going on today and how these people hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every day and you don't recognize them. There really are people in key positions who hate America, who have a different agenda, because they worship a different God. And until you can understand that there is another God, and there are people who worship him, and they hate Christianity, and they hate Christians, you can't understand anything going on today. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great four tape or four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which of course exposes Rhonda Burns and what she is up to. And of course, this is a Rosicrucian philosophy, and they're recruiting people into it, and they're simply lying. The whole purpose of the movement really began with a woman named Esther Hicks, who channeled a demonic spirit named Abraham. And, of course, she's written a book called The Law of Attraction, and The Law of Attraction is the very essence of Rhonda Byrne's secret. But they're not going to tell you. They don't want you to know. They want you to trap you into, of course, accepting the supernatural power, which is theirs for the asking. But, of course, it comes at a terrible price, too high a price to pay. That's The Secret Behind the Secret, and if you'd like to get a four tape or four CD set, it's the best thing we have available today, and we're hoping to have better things in the near future. It just takes time to be able to counter what the other side is doing. Then if you haven't heard the talk that was given by Constance Cumby, who's been studying the New Age for many years, it's called The Emergence. It's available on DVD or VHS. And, of course, you can actually get the four tape set along with that. We're just about out of the out of her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We will try to get that reprinted, and we do hope that many of you will be willing to help us do that. If you'd like to help us get a new a distribution of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD. We have plenty of the books, but we need to get the DVD put out. Why, you'll be able to get 20 DVDs. These are hour-long, nicely boxed, prepared DVDs, as well as a copy of my new talk on the Forbidden Secret, and you'll get it all for $99.95 plus shipping. But give us a call, and once we have enough people who've made the pledge, why, we'll go ahead and prepare printing or stamping out of the DVDs. So if you'd like to help us, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and that you'll get 20 of the Brotherhood of Darkness DVDs, and you'll, of course, get the new DVD of the Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, if you have not yet begun making your plans for the difficult times that lie ahead, why, give us a call. We'll send you an emergency food catalog or a medical catalog. And then, of course,
do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. The day after has seen some mosque attacks in Iraq, but relative calm otherwise. With more, here's correspondent Sagar Magani.
In the hours after the attack on a prized Shiite shrine, a handful of Sunni mosques have been targets.
There has not been a significant backlash.
Brigadier General Kevin Bergner, the top...